The Otter Chieftain was ever practical.
I'd say somewhere outside, Father. We don't want to be caught napping if there's vermin still abroad.
Maudie came up with a bright idea.
Why not have it up here on the wall top? Southwest corner, in fact. The scuff could be laid on the wall steps, with us guard types up here, and other ranks, the oldsters and younguns, down below on the lawn, by the jolly old pond. What?
That's a great idea. Then me and you can have a little word together, ma'am, about my sudden fate and fit.
The hair maid found herself staring into the angry eyes of the Gowsim's new logalog, Osbill. Caught unawares, Maudie tried to waffle her way out of a quandary.
Osbill, old lad, you look remarkably chipper, what? Well, well, who'd have thought a stout chap like you would go into a faint just like that, eh?
Osbill's paw was on his rapier hilt as he replied.
Aye, just like that. Would you like to try your luck one more time, miss? Then we'll see what's faster, your punch or my blade point.
The smouldering resentment in Osbill's tone alerted Rangval. He stepped smartly between her and Shrew.
Ah, now, don't be drawing your steel round here, boyo. Sure, 'twas only to save you being slaughtered by a rat horde that darling Maudie did what she had to. Can you not see that you should be thankful to her?
Now every eye was on Osbill and Maudie as they stood clear of the rogue squirrel, keeping a watchful eye on the shrew's sword paw. Maudie shrugged.
He's right. Actually, I was only trying to save your life.
Osbill interrupted her sharply.
Aye, and shame me before all my Gowsim. That's a great start for a new logalog. Tell me, would you be grateful to some beast who knocked you out with a trick punch and stopped you avenging the death of your father by the vermin? Would you?
The full force of Osbill's predicament dawned upon Maudie. Totally humbled, she bowed her head.
I did what I did with every good intention. But how can you forgive me? I wouldn't blame you for drawing your sword this instant. I acted like a thoughtless fool. If there is any way I can make up my stupid actions to you, just say the word, my friend.
Osbill, who had been expecting a challenge, was taken aback by Maudie's sincere apology. He stood awkwardly, not knowing what to do. The situation was saved by Abbot Dorcas, who joined the paws of them both.
I think it was very big of Miss Maudie to apologise like that. If you could realise this and forget your anger, maybe these Gowsim may see that their logalog has the qualities of a good chieftain. Well, what do you say?
Osbill gripped Maudie's paw.
Thanks for saving my life, friend.
The hermaid shook Osbill's paw in return.
Aye, and thanks for sparing my life, friend. We'll pay Curdley's lot back tenfold before this business is done. Believe me, Luglug wasn't only your dad. He was a fine leader and a good pal of mine. Remember, just say the jolly old word and I'm with you till the end, sir.
Rangval parted their paws with an expression of comic concern on his face.
Ah, sure. 'Twas all well said and grand. But can't we have a bit of an owl feast before you go charging off to pay back the brown rats?